Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman and Pastor Doris Smith. The host of Facing Your Fears on Blog Talk Radio is evangelist Norma Chapman. Ms. Chapman has interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author of What Faith Can and currently writing three other books. She studied and attended Union Baptist Theological College of New Orleans. She's also an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. Sits on the NAACP Executive Committee and formerly a member of SCLC Justice for Girls. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour, Light of Inspiration and Motivation. A caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman, with her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good evening, good evening. God bless you all this evening. We thank God for you this evening, connecting in. Praise God to Facing Your Fears radio talk show, where the host is evangelist Norma Chapman. She will not be with us this evening. I ask that you all will be so kind to keep her lifted in the power of prayer. She will be rejoining us again on next week, Thursday. We're so grateful for the vision that the Lord has given Evangelist Chapman for Facing Your Fears radio talk show. Let us pray today. Father, we thank you today and we praise you. Lord, we lift you up and truly we magnify your holy name because you are worthy. You're worthy of the honor, praise God. You're worthy of the glory and you're worthy of the praise. Father, with everything that's going on in the world today, you're still God. And we're so grateful today to know, praise God, that nothing changes who you are. And we thank you today as you heal the nation and touch the people all over the world. Father, we give you honor today. We give you glory and we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and say amen, amen. Today we have an awesome topic for you today. On last week we had the opportunity to share with you about nothing, praise God, worrying about nothing, praise God, to lose, everything to gain. Last week we talked about nothing to lose. What a beautiful statement to be able to say. It takes faith to make that statement. Nothing to lose, everything to gain. Why? Because in Christ, praise God, we win. When it don't look like a win, when it don't feel like a win, when it don't act like a win, still a win. Why? Because there is no losing in the Lord. We just keep on winning, praise God, because that's what he is. He's a winner. We thank him today and we praise him today as we go into our next topic, praise God, for this week. Praise the Lord. Another beautiful topic as the Lord has given. I'm just waiting on Jesus. What a beautiful place to wait. What a safe place to wait. Many people wait on many things. People wait, praise God, for things to start. People wait for things to stop. People just stop and start at their own desire for many, many, many reasons. But today we're talking about I'm just waiting on Jesus. I'm going to wait on the Lord. I'm going to wait on him. What does it really mean when we begin to talk about waiting on the Lord? What are we really saying? And we know, praise God, in accordance with the word of God, as we go into Psalms chapter number 27 and verses number 14, when we talk about wait, when we are talking about waiting on the Lord, we got to be of good courage. When we wait on the Lord, we got to wait with faith. We got to wait knowing, praise God, that he's with us. We got to wait knowing that his timing is not our timing. His way is not our way. The way he think, we don't think, praise God. It says, and he shall strengthen thy heart. If we wait when our heart is weak and we're going through the tests and trials of life and situations and circumstances, if we just gird up our loins, if we just instead of waiting to exhale, if we just breathe and just wait, knowing, listen, he said, look, I'll never leave you or forsake you. I'll be with you until the very end. Even if you make your bed in hell, look, I'll be right there with you. Wait, it says. I say, wait on the Lord. Praise God. There is none greater and nobody more sure to wait on than the Lord. Because surely as you're waiting on him, praise God, waiting on the Lord, praise God, you're waiting in a safe place. Praise God, you're waiting in a place when you say wait, patience. You're patient. You are confident. You have your hope, your trust in the Lord. You're in that place, praise God, where you know without a shadow of a doubt, praise God, you're going to hear from him. He's going to move on your behalf. The whole entire Psalm of 27 is a prayer. This whole entire Psalm is a prayer for God's help. It's an amazing and awesome illustration, praise God, sharing the meaning of what it really is to wait on the Lord. We see David in this psalm, and David is walking by faith, and he's in not only faith and courageous trust in God. He's confident. He's so confident. He's so confident, and that's what God wants you to get. God wants you to get so confident in your weight that you know he's going to heal your body. You just went and got a doctor's report, and the doctor said, I've done all I can do. There is nothing else that I can do. But you are so confident in the doctor above all doctors. You are so confident, praise God, in the fact that healing is the children's bread. And you heard the doctor's report, and you're grateful for the doctor's report. But the question comes to us as believers, whose report? While I'm waiting, I can't get distracted by all these different reports. While I'm waiting, I can't fill my heart and my mind with what everybody feel and what they going to say and what they going to do. I got to stay and keep my mind on the one I know without a shadow of a doubt, uninterrupted, in total focus, expressing like David did through the power of faith and courage, trusting in God. His confidence. I'm confident in the Lord, and I'm confident with expectation. I'm not only confident knowing, praise God, that he'll answer, but I'm expecting an answer. I'm expecting a change in the condition where my body is going through, and I'm expecting a change in the report, praise God, that the doctor's giving me. I take that report with expectation and give it to the Lord. He'll rescue and he'll save you just like he did David. In a time of trouble, praise God, David trusted and he leaned by faith on the Lord. We got to see that we can wait on the Lord. How do you wait on him? You wait on the Lord by trusting him. David expressed that here in this psalm, and he did it with great confidence. No matter what I'm feeling, no matter what I'm looking at, no matter how they're rising up against me, God is with me. My faith going to be still. My trust is going to stay. I'm not going to waver, because we know what the word of God said about an unstable man. He said he can expect to receive nothing from me. Well, when you're waiting on the Lord, you got to wait with expectation. You got to wait in confidence. You got to wait trusting him and his holy word. And if this kind of trust really puts fear to flight, it moves you out of the place of fear and despair. With this kind of trust, you know why. Look, God ain't gave me no fear. I ain't got time to stand fearful. I'm in expectation. I'm looking for a miracle. I'm expecting a move of God. I'm not walking in no fear because I know God didn't give it to me. I can't walk in expectation and fear and be in fear and despair and then be in expectation. No, because you're walking outside of what God said. He said, it's whatever you ask in my name. Listen, now that's according to his word. And there are conditions upon his blessings. So as we walk according to what the word of God say and do what he say, the way he said, listen, we can expect a move of God. I don't care how the wicked come up against you. I don't care how the word of God said, when the enemy come in like a flood, good God Almighty, he said the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. This word is the truth. Standing on the sound doctrine of God through the power of his word and the power of prayer, he will lift up a standard on your behalf. And that's the word of God. When the wicked advances against us, praise God, coming to hurt, coming to violence, praise God. Look, he brings our foes down. He calls them to stumble and fall. They may come, as the word of God said, verses 2 and 3 of Psalms 27, they may come in, praise God, army, praise God, the besiegers. But he said, my heart will not fear. I will not be in fear. Though war break out against me, even then, I'm going to stand in confidence. I'm going to stand by faith. I'm going to stand trusting. I'm going to stand seeking his face. When we wait on the Lord, we are at position of seeking him. This is what David did. He trusted in the Lord. He longed to spend time with him. When you're waiting on him, you long for that relationship to get stronger. You long for that 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning hour for you to get up in that quiet time to just spend meditating on the Lord, worshiping him, wooing him. David shared this amazing level of trust in the Lord by longing. I long, I'm hungry and thirsty. Oh, praise God for the Lord. Longing to be with him, to commune in God's presence and worship in his temple. One thing, praise God, when we act the Lord, praise God, by faith, trusting in him, I'm telling you, he will move on your behalf. When we act, praise God, from the Lord. Amen. God bless you all. You are tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show. Praise God. And we want the listeners this evening to be able to chime in and share on this awesome topic that we are talking about today, waiting on Jesus. I'm just waiting. I'm not just waiting on my friend. I'm not just waiting on my buddy. I'm just waiting on what's sure. I'm waiting on the facts of the matter. I'm waiting on that which is perfect and fail it not. I'm just waiting on Jesus. God bless you. We have anyone out there that wants to chime in and share, press that number 1 on your phone and come on in. Make a comment. Come on in and share. God bless you. Praise God. We have anyone out there, praise God. We want you to be a part of the show today. We want you to share. Praise God.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
This is Evangelist Norma Chapman, and I want to greet everyone on today. And what a beautiful, beautiful message that has gone out from the co-host, Pastor Doris Smith. And Pastor Smith, you do have a caller at this time. I'm going to bring that caller number 7, area code 757. And the last 4 digits of that number is 8690. Remember, other callers, you have a short time, but you do still have time to join in on this awesome conversation. At this time, I'm going to bring the caller in.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good evening. Welcome to Faith in Your Fears.
This is Elder Norville. And what I wanted to say about facing your fears, I mean, by waiting on the Lord, he can't be rushed. it's not something that you may want the same thing that he wants, but you can't rush him to do it. He has
Amen.
His own time and his own schedule. And it's nothing we can do to move him until he's ready to move.
Amen. 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 That's why we wait. Amen. Such a beautiful comment, Elder Norville. And we're so glad that you chimed in today. We have to wait. We can't rush him because he already said in his word that his way is not our way. His thoughts are not our thoughts. So we just
Amen.
Have to wait. Why? Because he knows what's best for us. Praise God. We thank God
Amen.
For you chiming in.
Thank the caller. We want to thank the caller for calling in. And we encourage the other ones out there to press the number one. If you have anything to say about waiting on the Lord, and what a wait that is. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't know about you today.
Amen.
But we learn how
Amen.
To wait on the Lord. And
yes.
God give me to say about Isaiah, the 40th chapter and the 31st verse. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. When you're weak, wait on the Lord. He'll give you the strength that you need. And you will mount up like wings of an eagle. And an eagle fly high. The eagle, the only bird that God created that flies high. And nothing can touch that eagle. And also he said you would run and not be weary. You can run and don't have to worry because he promised you he would give you the strength to do it. If you would walk and not faint. And if we just take that scripture to heart today and do like David said, wait, I say, upon the Lord and have a heart of waiting on the Lord. And know that in your heart God is going to come. God's going to make everything all right. He's going to move. He's going to make your rough road and smooth it. Take the crooked road and make it a smooth road. Whatever mountains or whatever may come and obstacles that will stand in your way, you can walk through that mountain. He don't even have to move it, but he'll give you the strength to guide you all around it. And what I'm trying to say today, when God be for you, who can be against you? And I want you to stand on that, and I'm going to turn it back over to the co-host to finish her message on today. I will not be coming back on, and the co-host will finish the show on today, but I want to let the listeners know, thank you for calling in. Studio is full on today, but I want to hear from you. I'm in the show, but I'm not on the show, okay? But call in and let me hear your voice. God bless you, co-host.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much, Evangelist. Thank you for chiming in. Thank you for the vision for this amazing, awesome Facing Your Fears radio talk show this evening. And the topic, I'm just waiting on Jesus, waiting on the Lord. The Lord will, as Evangelist Chapman was just saying, he will renew your strength. When you're weak, he'll make you strong. When you're down, he'll pick you up. Praise God, when you're discouraged, power the word of God, he will encourage you. Waiting on the Lord by trusting, seeking his faith, praying. And this establishes our faith, and it brings us to a place of stability. When you begin to understand there's a power in your waiting, because you're not waiting on just anybody. You're waiting on the only body that can change a heart, that can heal a body, that can fix a mind. You waiting on the only body that can do that, and can't nobody do it but the Lord. When we wait patiently, patiently for him, listen, as the caller said earlier, you can't rush him, I can't rush him, so we may as well get to the place where we say, I don't mind waiting. I love that song. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I'm waiting, praise God, where I know without a shadow of a doubt that I'm going to get an answer. When you're waiting on the Lord, he said, I wait patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of that place.
out of the miry clay. He does that when we're in places in life or tests and trials, when we have fallen low, he reaches down when others pass us by, when others, praise God, mock us and say, I told you so. Look, I knew it was going to happen. He reached way, way, way down, way down past our errors, our mistakes, our mishaps, our falls, and he lifts us up. And he don't just lift us up. He cleans us up and turns us all around. He don't even stop there, but he places our feet on a solid ground. Then he establishes our going. Why? Because we are waiting. We are waiting. We are waiting. Many see, praise God, that the Lord is, praise God, who he say he is. And because they've experienced it. They haven't only experienced his presence, but they've experienced his power. We got to put our trust in the Lord. We got to learn to wait on the Lord. Take it to the Lord in prayer and wait on him. Get in that place while you're waiting. I don't mean just sit there and do nothing. But while you're waiting, give God a praise. While you're waiting, worship his holy name. While you're waiting, seeking for fasting, times to turn down those plates so those yokes and things can be broken, so the captives can be free in their minds, in their body. Chains can be loosed and shackles can fall. Praise God. Wait on the Lord. When we're waiting on the Lord, this brings blessings. Praise God. When we wait on the Lord, praise God, waiting on the Lord brings God blessings. It brings the blessings, the promises of him into the manifestation and manifested in our lives. When we wait on him, when we have an ear, the word of God said, look, eyes have not seen. It say ears have not heard. It has not even entered in the heart of man what I have in store for that man, that woman, that boy, that girl, that person, that believer that would just trust me. We might feel as though the Lord don't hear us because we want to answer right now. We want it right now. I need it right now. I got to have it right now. It's necessary right now. But he knows what's best for us. There are times that he will answer right away. There are times that it's a process, time that we feel like he has not answered. Let me tell you, a no is an answer, just like a yes. We always want a yes, but because he knows what's best for us, there are times we'll get a no. And that's still an answer, because in that no, there's safety for you. In that no, there's protection. Why? Because he knows. He's omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. He has all power. He knows everything. Nobody has all power but Jesus. Nobody knows everything but him. Nobody can be everywhere at the same time but the Lord. Sometimes we feel like he just ain't answering our prayer. Well, I've been praying and he ain't answered. Bring it to him and leave it. Trust him. Be confident like David was when he was in trouble. Know that he's with you. Know that he's going to bring you out. We can put our complete faith and trust in the Lord. He is the true and living God. He's the one for you to put your trust in. Many of us are going through so much or have gone through so much and continue to go through in the midst of this pandemic. But I say to you today, praise God, you can continue even in the pandemic because the Lord is still blessing. He's still healing. He's still delivering. He's still changing hearts. He's still transforming minds. So don't panic in the pandemic. Trust the Lord. Lean on his everlasting arms. He's the true and living God. He is life, so you can still live. He is the truth. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he has to repent. He's the way. If you want to know which way to go and your footsteps needs to be ordered, then they need to be ordered by the Lord. If anybody else orders them, you're going to walk out of the way that he desires for you to walk. We can wait on the Lord with expectation. And while we're waiting, we can know by faith that he is with us. And that he is in full control of our lives. He's going to do just what he promised. He will protect you. He will rescue you. He will save you, praise God. He is always working, praise God, on our behalf. He said, I'll take that thing that's bad and I'll work it out for your good. He's always working for our good. Look, even when we don't even sense him, even when we don't even feel him, even when it don't even appear that nothing is happening, he's still working it out for our good. How is he doing that? He's doing it patient. He's doing it through courage, through your active, present, faithful, trusting in the Lord, seeking and praying. This is how we learn to wait on the Lord. The topic today, so beautifully inspired by the Lord, to our host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, I'm just waiting on Jesus. How do we wait? We wait through patience. We wait through courage. We wait, praise God, through confident, active, presently, present in our trusting, letting nothing shift us, letting nothing move us, not in a place of worry, but we worship. We don't drop our heads down. We lift our heads up. We seek the Lord. We location line of the power of prayer open. This is how we learn to wait on the Lord. God bless you all this evening, praise God. I do pray, praise God, that you have heard something today. We are in a season of great tests and going through a lot of things, different things, and a majority of it, we're all going through it together, praise God. This has been a testing year, but God is still God. He's still the same. He never changes. We continue to pray for the many that have lost loved ones, that God will continue to comfort them and strengthen them like only he can. We are praying during the holiday season that families, praise God, that have lost their jobs during this time of testing. Many have gone through financial decline, but we want them to know that there is no decline in Jesus. There is no lack in the Lord. Be encouraged. Be inspired. Be uplifted, my brothers and sisters all over the world, as you're on this line. Wait on the Lord. He will give you another job. Wait on the Lord. He'll heal your marriage. Wait on the Lord. He'll bring that wayward child in. Because the Lord say, raise them up. And as sure as you raise them up, praise God, there's a foundation that they have to return to. The Lord, praise God, will touch in every area of your life, wherever you need him, praise God. He's more than enough to be there. And he has made you and I more than conquerors. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you today and we praise you. We lift you up and we magnify your holy name because you are so worthy. We thank God for the topic today. I'm just waiting on Jesus. I'm not waiting on anyone that I have doubt in, but I'm waiting on the one that I know that I know, that I know, that I know has the answer. I'm trusting in the Lord, for he knows, praise God, what is best for us. Father, I pray today that those that are connected, praise God, will embrace how to wait on you, realizing that they wait on you through the power of patience. They wait on you in that place of being courageous. They actively and presently wait on you by trusting you even when they can't trace you, trusting you when it even feels like you haven't said nothing, trusting you when it don't look like nothing is happening, seeking your face in the mighty name of Jesus, and not always your hand, but seeking your face and staying in that place of prayer, praise God, understanding that this is how we wait on the Lord. God, I've got those that are waiting, praise God, will know in the mighty matchless name of Jesus of Nazareth that the Lord is with them, that he has not forgot about you, mother, father, sisters, brothers, neighbors, family, world, nation. God loves you, and his love simply never
ever fails. God bless each and every one of you today. We thank you for connecting with us on Facing Your Fears radio talk show host, where the amazing, awesome, praise God, host is Evangelist Norma Chapman. Keep our host in prayer, praise God, that God will continue to inspire and motivate her and guide her to the topics that she will pour into the world that will touch hearts and change minds at changing lives. God bless you and God keep you. This concludes our show for today.